And down the stretch they come with the Everett Silvertips now claiming the inside pole this evening. A 4-2 victory over the Victoria Royals here in game number 70 of regular season play, which means a Silvertip club not many predicted in preseason play to be this far. All of a sudden, with two games left in the regular season and coming back home tomorrow night, they hold first place all by themselves in the U.S. division. Savor it. This is such an exciting time of year, folks. Mike Benton with you. Here are your final totals for the Silvertips in the standings. They pick up their 43rd win of the year and a record of 43-16, 8-3. They have 97 points. That is the most since 09-10. When Craig Hartsburg was head coach, took a little more to win the division that year, but certainly one of the seasons here for the ages in year 14 of Everett Silvertips hockey, and Team Kevin Constantine now picks up win 43, which is also matching the 14-15 club, which also picked up their fourth U.S. division title in franchise history. Tip took a big step here in their pursuit of number five here this evening, but it didn't begin on script. Here are your highlights. Victoria on the board at 5:56 when Jack Walker buried a one-timer for a power play goal, his 30th on the campaign. Walford and Phillips had the assist on what was the second penalty the Silvertips took in that period. But the pushback courtesy, Kevin Davis, a power play goal of his own, turnabout, fair play at 8:24 to make it a 1-1 tie. Bykov looking back up by the feed to Davis. His wrist shot deflection just wide. That might have grazed the pipe and taken by Sutter again. Funnels it back, Answorger, center point feed for Davis. His slap shot, he scores! Kevin Davis with the blast from the point. A power play goal, 11:36 remaining in the opening period. If that is his goal, KD38 with a full rocket right on through for number nine. And we are tied 1-1. Dominic Zwerger and Patrick Bykov had the assist. Indeed, it was Davis's power play goal. And also for that point, number 35. He has to lead the Silvertips on the power play. He made a 1-1 game. Then, a little over 3 minutes later, it was Matt Fontaine finishing off this highlight reel beauty. Now Jolson ahead for Skrubita. Bykov, nice feed. Fontaine, a shot! He scores! What a beauty! 8:16 to go! Opening period! Bang, bang! Right toward the front of the net! And goodnight, water bottle! Matt Fontaine picks up number 18. It's 2-1 Silvertips. It would be the first of two goals for Fontaine. Dominic Zwerger and Patrick Bykov had the assist at 11:44. One to feel good about, one for the highlight reel, and one to give the Silvertips their seventh straight game they led or were tied at the end of one period. So with a 2-1 lead, it certainly set the tone. Victoria, though, had an answer right here 22 seconds in after an incredible save by Carter Hart. But Jack Walker had this tuck for a 2-2 tie. And a puck flipped in by Ryan Gagnon. Deflection off for Soy right boards. And Bombalev down low for Walker. Look for a centering toss. And now gap closed off by Noah Jolson. The hit delivered. And Soy jumping in. The pass in front to Bombalev. Save made by Hart. Rebound Wolford. Save again. Hart scrambling. And now they score. Oh, so close. 19:38 to go in the second period. Moments after, an incredible save by Carter Hart. The Silvertips couldn't escape danger. And out of that scrum looked like maybe Scott Walford or Jack Walker. The last touch on it. And Victoria, in very quick fashion, has come right back for a 2-2 tie. Second goal on the evening for Walker. He is a tough nut to crack, without question. Walford is second assist on the night. Vladimir Bobolev as well, a helper. And with that, the game at a brand new order, a 2-2 tie. Didn't last long. Tips coming right back courtesy E2 Tallulah on also a landmark night for a Silvertip 3-2 lead. A steal by Wiley, left side, a shot save made, rebound, and They score! Edu Tallulah on his 19th birthday, 1828. To go in the second period, once more, a quick strike answer for the boys in green. Tallulah's got now on the season. Goal number 18, it's 3-2 Silver Tips. And Tallulah with that, the assist from Wyatt Wiley. Was that a monumental goal once more to get this building a sold-out barn all quieted down? Wiley the assist at 1:32, and the Silver Tips capturing the lead once again. Then at 2:59, the lead enhanced on this finish by Matt Fontaine, and as well a rocket-like feed by Noah Jolson. Yeah, Noah Jolson to start the charge. Breakaway pass. Here comes Matt Fontaine all by himself with a forehand. He scores! 17-01 to go. Second period. Another one for the Real for Matt Fontaine. Second goal of the evening on a breakaway. Forehand tuck on Griffin. Outhouse. It's 4-2 Silver Tips. And with that second goal of the night for Fontaine, Jolson and Skrumita with the assist. That now gives Fontaine 22 multi-point games in his career. Not to be ignored, Dominic Zwerger also is 43rd of his entire career. And Patrick Bykov, career multi-point game, number 43. That would be all the offense the Silver Tips would need. Victoria putting up 27 shots on goal by the time it was all said and done. They only had 8, though, in that third period. It was all about clock and puck management for the Tips, and Carter Hart turning everything away, all to close out a thrilling and satisfying 4-2 win on this Friday evening to put the Silver Tips back in first place alone in the U.S. Division, and certainly destiny now very much in their control as they head back home with two games remaining. Final shots on goal, Victoria had the edge at 27-22. The Tips go 1-3 in the power play as well, Victoria. And also take note, a Tips man advantage that had been struggling, recently finding daylight. They have now converted 5 of the last 17 on the man advantage as Matt Fontaine leads the charge this evening. 2 goals and as well multi-point games for his line mates, 2 assists each by Dominic Zwerger and Patrick Bykov. The Tips are 3-0 against Victoria. They could mathematically win the division tomorrow night, but certainly need some help. But they were certainly anticipating this one going right down to the wire. But yet this win very much putting the season in their hands as they go right back home for the finale of home and home against Victoria. And also on Fan Appreciation Night, which many are saying could have a very large crowd in downtown Everett. So it's all set up here to once more be a very theatrical and maybe another landmark hockey evening in downtown Everett. Tonight here again before a crowd, a sold-out one as well of 7,006. The Silver Tips prevail in a 4-2 win over Victoria and are now back in first place alone in the U.S. Division. For Silver Tips Replay, I'm Mike Benton.